The information provided on this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice. Listeners should contact their attorney to obtain advice with respect to any particular legal matter.
Welcome back to our talk with Herman Wangai, freedom fighter for West Papua. In the previous episode, we discussed the historical context of how Indonesia took possession of West Papua. In this episode, we will discuss the violent conditions and discrimination and displacement of his indigenous West Papuan people.
There's a lot of things happening in West Papua, and people still don't know, and a lot of military operation. That's something that's when Indonesian government, one of the strategy the Indonesian government getting to control West Papua through the military operation under they call Trikora. That's a three command instruction. That's something that they send military to West Papua, control West Papua. So the force with the military operation to control West Papua, because yeah, like you know, West Papua, we economically, that's something that Indonesia know that they have a lot of benefit economically for them.
Exactly.
So I'm curious to find out were you and this is something that this is sort of like an inside information that these shootings, when they were happening, were you there when it happened? Or
yes, I mean during I was born in 1973, so it's something that well, 4 years later after the what they call New York Agreement, so I wasn't born yet.
It's happening annually. Tortures, police brutality, killings. Right. That's happening annually. Have you witnessed any of the tortures?
Yes. I witnessed all the human rights violation. I witnessed, but also I had my own experience about what's happening to me under the brutalism behavior by the government, by Indonesian government. So, for instance, I witnessed one of the horrible situation in Jayapura city. That's what we call a Port Numbai. That's a capital city of West Papua. So on 14 December 1988, like I say before, according to the Rome Agreement, Indonesia government should be finished the administration in West Papua. That's something that West Papuan people, we declare. That's one of West Papuan leader, Dr. Tong Wangai, declare West Papua is like Melanesian country. One of the Melanesian countries should be getting independence. So on 14 December 1988, we had one protest peacefully in the Mandala Stadium in downtown West Papua. And that time there were 80 participation, 80 protests came together with Dr. Tom as a leader. So they raised a West Papuan flag in the field. And at the same time, they're surrounded by the Indonesian military. So a lot, as many as three Indonesian military truck, they came. And they come to the field and they shoot to the sky. They shoot up to the sky and then say to all the protesters, including Dr. Tom, and they arresting them. And they arresting them and torture those people, those protesters who getting together, including my uncle. So they torture them and just snap them naked. And push them in the field and scroll to other side. So I saw them because that time I was 15 years old. That time I saw that my first experience and first experience when I saw the brutality that Indonesian government did for my uncle, but also for other West Papuan activists as well. So I saw how the Indonesian military the brutal, like they did brutal to the other West Papuan protesters. So I saw them like Indonesian military arresting them and then torture them, and then I saw like the blood come out from the body when they beat by the Indonesian military people and throw them to the truck, and then they took them away. So we just watched them from the long distance, and then
it's terrible.
That's like my experience, and I saw how my uncle just like the but yeah you know like yeah as a leader he took responsibility for that moment, and they took him away with his wife. So and then during the time when we walk back home, there's like a blackout during the day and until nights for almost 1 week. There's a blackout. It's like West Papuan situation during that time on 14 December, 15 December, 16 December, 18. For 1 week in 1988 during December, it's like we had experience like West Papua in the war zone, one situation. So, but yeah, that's something that we had experienced then. And then, after the arrest of my uncle and other West Papuan, leader, they put in the different military base, and we came to visit them as well. You know, when we visit the my uncle in the prison, there's a lot of discrimination, the language they use to try to want to kill us, and then use the bayonet to check all the food we brought to my uncle in the prison, because my uncle doesn't want to eat any food that government provided when he was in prison. So when we brought the food to the prison, they used the bayonet, bayonet mm-hmm. To check all the food. Something that I saw that, because there's something that I saw that, whoa, interesting, because the prison guard they use the bayonet to check all the food we family member we brought to the prisoner. So something is like that's something that I saw in my own eyes.
I recall that.
So it's something that even though like my uncle was in prison, it's like his philosophy to remind West Papua to be part of Melanesia part of the Pacific region. There's something that inspired West Papuan. So Indonesian government see the Dr. Tom Wenga as a Nelson Mandela of West Papua. So it's like his life influences many students, many lecturers in West Papua. And then we try to organize West Papuan protest peacefully, mobilize people from one campus, one university to another university. So I was one of the student activists that time. I was 15 years old. And then and in 1989, I was 16 years old. So it's like in 1989, 1990, 1991, like we organized a protest in West Papua. I saw that how the government behavior, the military people, the behavior for towards the West Papuan activists, West Papuan student activists. They arresting everyone. They arresting those involved in the protest. They arresting them and then beat them and then torture them and intimidate them. And when we got arrested, we had a long hours interrogation in the police station. Like myself, I lead the protest. I was arrested, and then they interrogated me for 16 hours without any food. So 16 hours without any food, not allowed to have a lawyer at that time. So something like, we should have a lawyer to accompany us during interrogation. But I didn't have that lawyer. They don't allow any lawyer to be present in the interrogation process. So it's something that I have my own experience. And also in the protest, we organize ISO. Like, yeah, I like until today when I read all article, the report, something that, oh, now like people get arrested in the highlands, like in Wamena or in Timika or in Morocco, in certain place in Jayapura. It's like, remind me for the my active fishing work in 1989, 90s, 91, 92, 93, 94, until my uncle died. We organized the massive protest in 1996. I was involved for organize those protests. There's something that I saw, I had experience about that, like in 20 years ago, 30 years ago, up until today, nothing changed. There's something that we still hear about, the people got arrested, people still got like torture when they were in prison, or got killed when they live in prison, or they come out from the prison, they organized protests and got shot again. So it's like, a lot of things happening in West Papua, and people still don't know because no international journalist to visit West Papua to reported that story. There's something like Indonesian government doesn't work. Something is like, yeah, for now, when you see that, like, yeah, only through the academic people, yeah, academic people, they did some research. And then they found out, oh, in West Papua, the population in 1969, that's like 800,000. But in 2019 or 2018, the population West Papua is just only around almost 2,500,000 people, according to the research. But when we learn about our brother and our sister in Papua New Guinea, the population is more growing up to be higher percentage, like for almost 6 million, I think, for the the population statistic of Papua New Guinea, the report, like now almost 6 million. But West Papua is like 2,500,000, something is like, genocide is happening because of the horrible situation we face in the last 50 years. People got killed in any matter. We would like to express our political view to get our freedom from something that's like, yeah, human rights abuse is still happening. So.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're targeting West Papuans. Are there Indonesian civilians in that territory or only West Papuan people in that territory?
Yes, this is something that they are treated West Papuan is different with the other Indonesian citizen. Yeah. So, yeah, according to Indonesian constitution, they should treating West Papuan
equal
with the other Indonesian citizens.
But they
In the last 50 years, they don't.
That's no, it's discrimination.
Discrimination. They show us less than. Human being, we are, it's like they're treating us is like unjustly. So people, when we are, for instance, when we try to organize protests peacefully, then they don't allow us. But if you learn from the other place in West Papua, other place in Indonesia, they allow them to have the protest. Well, why don't they allow West Papuan to have protests in public areas? So something is like that. It's like this is something that the rule of law in Indonesian itself, they don't respect West Papuan right. They respect the other Indonesian citizen in other part of the territory. But in West Papua itself, like that treating is different. So something is like, we've been going through in this kind of discrimination for so long, and something that when... And they promote the government project, like for instance, and because of the discrimination is happening for almost 50 years now, and the plan to making a West Papua minority in their own country, they create the program they call a transmigration program. So they brought all the Indonesian people from the different area different place on the territory, and that brought them to West Papua and making the life in West Papua more easy, because those people get the support from the government. But for West Papua itself, they get nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we learned. There's a lot of discrimination, and we don't have any right in our own country. And they're creating law, like I mentioned earlier, they designed the government regulation they call the number 77 in 2007, the new regulation in Indonesia to implement it in West Papua. Under the regulation, there's a lot of restriction to giving to West Papua. So people, we don't allow to produce our culture issue or any political view or any something. There's a lot of restriction under the regulation, so we don't have any freedom for that.
Thank you for listening. Please join us for our next episode on Pacifica Issues Podcasts.